Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good evening. This is a very late edition, a late recording anyway, of this edition of Driving with DeMarco. I had a lot of errands to run after work. You know, important shit like getting my hair cut. That's always a big deal. And then I did have to go to the Verizon store. Literally am leaving with two new cell phones, one for me and one for my son. And then my daughter is getting an upgrade too because she's going to be taking over mine. And so, yeah, man. Shit, when I was a kid, none of this stuff. I was excited when I got brand new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And these kids are excited because they're getting brand new fucking cell phones. Man, is it good. What a time to be a kid and what a time to be alive. That's what we're going to be talking about here in a minute. But first, my name is Greg DeMarco, of course, because this is Driving with DeMarco. You can follow me on the social media, mainly the Twitter, but also Facebook and Instagram, at ChairShotGreg. The website is thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Hardest hitting wrestling reviews, news, opinions, analysis. All done with attitude. Not really news, except on things like ratings and YouTube and shit like that. And then, of course, and that's thechairshot.com, at thechairshot.com on the social media. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot shirt, including the all-new Suck It Nerd t-shirt, which, and if you listen to the Greg DeMarco show, the soundbite sounds like my 13-year-old son isn't saying Suck It Nerd, but is dropping an F-bomb. So that's a great, great little soundbite there. I didn't realize it. Everyone else did when they heard it. Give it a listen, too, by the way. Well, first of all, that's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, or go to thechairshot.com and click store in the menu. Either way works, but it's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Outside of listening and reading and sharing all of our stuff on social media and telling your friends how wonderful we are, picking up a shirt from prowrestlingtees.com is the other best way to support your favorite wrestling website, thechairshot.com. Real quick, you want to check out our staff picks. You've got myself, Alisa Marie, Miranda Morales, and Patrick O'Dowd in the Battle of the Sexes. We gave our picks last night on the Greg DeMarco show. After WrestleMania, we are tied completely, so that's a little crazy. Miranda is in the lead. Patrick and I are tied for second, and then Alisa is in fourth, but the way it shook out, we're actually overall all tied. So going to have to break the tie with the Money in the Bank results coming up. PC Tunney will have all of your Money in the Bank picks later this weekend as we march towards that pay-per-view that Patrick O'Dowd will be in attendance for. Very excited for that. And it's also taking place on his birthday. So big quick shout out to our good friend PC Tunney. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday to the commissioner of the United States of the Americas and thechairshot.com. Topic number, I don't even know what number it is because we missed one and craziness going on, but I believe this is episode 35. I don't have it in front of me because I'm driving, because it says Driving with DeMarco, not sitting at a computer with DeMarco. So that's where we are right now. But it is Wednesday evening. Today was a very exciting day in the history of professional wrestling as All Elite Wrestling did reveal what I told you they'd reveal this morning. That is their TV deal. They are on TNT. in prime time on a weeknight, probably Tuesday, maybe a Wednesday, but I have a feeling it's going to be on a Tuesday. That will start this fall, most likely the beginning of October, right when SmackDown moves over to Fox. And we also found out that their other content and probably their weekly show will also stream on Bleacher Report Live, or BR Live, which you can find at live.bleacherreport.com. So they're going to get some new traffic coming their way, thanks to their relationship with All Elite Wrestling. Double or Nothing will be on there, available for a price of $49.99. A little steep, in my opinion, given the current landscape of wrestling, but I'm going to pay it, and I'm going to enjoy it. And we'll talk about the price point as we get closer to the event. What I want to talk to you about today is a topic we haven't hit yet outside of speculation. And as you'll learn here in a minute, my speculation was dead on. It was speculation, but it was dead on. The financial side of the TV deal for All Elite Wrestling. You can find it. I retweeted it on the Twitter. I'll try to retweet it again later tonight. I'll probably write an article about it too at thechairshot.com. But it was revealed that All Elite Wrestling is not collecting a rights fee from Turner Sports for their show. They are getting production costs covered, which is pretty standard in the live sports world. And they're getting what's called a really good advertising revenue split. Now, to put that in perspective, really good could be 25%. It's don't think it's like 75% or anything like that. A barter system is usually 50-50, depending on who gets the advertising, which will probably be Turner. Which you'd better, if I'm All Elite Wrestling, I'd rather Turner do it because they have all the relationships. But they have what's considered a good advertising split. I don't care what the advertising split is. Here's the thing. Before the advertising split comes into play, this is the exact same deal that the XFL got, except the XFL is on ESPN and Fox and ABC by default because of ESPN. This is with Turner. So but now the ESPN coverage is a lot of ESPN2, FS1. So we're talking about a pretty similar distribution of households. The difference here is that All Elite Wrestling is probably going to be, I don't know if it's going to be a year-round product, actually. That was one thing that wasn't revealed. Maybe it'll be a fall to spring with the summer off. That's a very good question that we're going to have to explore. I'm glad we talked about this. But no rights fee, advertising split, but the production costs are covered. Production costs can be very expensive. It was estimated for the XFL that you're looking at about $400,000 per game. That's a big cost. Now, it might be a little bit cheaper because this is a smaller scale than an NFL-style football game, but depending on where they do it, whether they go small, maybe convert a warehouse into a little mini arena in Chicago, which is what I recommended. I don't know if they're going to go live every week. I think that might be a bit much to start. Maybe you go live 1 week, and then immediately following that, you tape for the next week. I think we'd all be fine with that for All Elite Wrestling. At least I know I would. But this is a big deal. The number one benefit of this deal is the number one thing they needed, and that's the exposure. You have clearance on TNT, the same place that was the home of Monday Nitro. Now, some people were critical of the graphic that was put out by TNT because it had the Nitro fire in the background. I'm not upset about this because that's what is going to cause some fans to associate this with the old days. Maybe some fans that have even tuned out now might tune in because they might be like, oh, this brings me back to when I used to watch this on a consistent basis, and maybe that'll cause some more people to tune in. Bottom line, it can't hurt. It can't hurt that they use the fire background. At minimum, it'll be break even. At most, it'll help. And I don't think you can ask for anything better than that. But you've got a ton of exposure. I put this out on Twitter. I think I put an article as well. If not, I will. At last check, the Turner Broadcasting Networks, that's TNT and TBS, if they ever had to switch over to TBS, there are 90 million homes in the United States of America. For a point of comparison, the USA Network, which is, of course, what airs Raw and currently SmackDown until we get into the new Fox deal, is available in 95 million homes. That's not a big drop at all. It's a pretty good distribution span for All Elite Wrestling. They're going to be on primetime television. TNT is promoting this pretty heavily already, so I think they have a good marketing partner in TNT, and that really matters. Like, I can't stress to you enough how much that matters. If your partner isn't marketing your show, then they're just putting you out there to die. But if they're going to market you, if we're going to have some crossover, we already saw the picture with Shaq that they put out on social media, this is a good deal. Do I feel like some of this is sort of their own, you know, self-fellatio, as we call it sometimes? And I'll let you Google that if you don't know what that means. with the double or nothing poster that we'll talk about in the future and things like that, maybe. But the end result is still the same. You have huge clearance on cable television. One of the most widespread and well-known networks ever. Some people thought it was going to be on TBS, TNT. I think TNT makes sense for the Nitro comparison, much better than the Thunder comparison. But we now have, it's official, All Elite Wrestling will be on TNT prime time starting in the fall, most likely in October. This is huge. This puts us on the precipice of competition. All Elite Wrestling, without ever running a show, got a deal on Turner. It doesn't matter that they're not collecting rights fees, because they ain't done shit. They haven't done anything except create a buzz, which isn't even a large buzz when you consider what they're going to. They are not the buzz level of being on TNT. If you look at their YouTube followers, if you look at their Twitter followers, we're not talking about TNT numbers. This is an immediate upgrade. There are a lot of people in the television industry who see this and have no idea what the hell All Elite Wrestling is. This is Turner wanting to get back into the wrestling business, but more likely, this is the Khan family connections, especially with Bleacher Report Live, because they do carry some soccer. And the Khan family is in the soccer business as well. They're also in the football business, which I'm sure Turner would love to get in on at some point in the future. So this is just huge. I mean, I can't stress enough. Imagine taking something that has zero track record, zero history, zero anything, and you automatically get on Turner. Impact Wrestling had to go on Pop TV, and right now they're on the Pursuit Channel, and they're on Twitch, and they've been around since like 2002 or some shit like that. So that's amazing. I mean, that's, you know, All Elite Wrestling has been around since, like, you know, in a couple weeks, basically, is their first show. They were announced on January 1st, 2019. In October of 2019, they're going to be broadcast on TNT. I can't even put into words how unheard of and how unfathomable that is. Like it just doesn't happen, but it happened. But it doesn't happen, and it shouldn't happen, but it happened. And it's beautiful. I mean, what a great time to be a fan. Be the smart one out there. If you're out there talking to your friends on Twitter, or if you're showing people the product or whatever, be the smart one who understands not having a TV rights fee is okay. Don't try to shit on this for that reason. This is great. All right, maybe you don't like the price point, whatever. I get it. I think it's a miscalculation. But it's a rare miscalculation at this point. Some of it's, you know, the advertising for Double or Nothing is also a miscalculation. Maybe they're not looking to build the fan base just yet. They've got time. The TV show doesn't debut until October. If you attract new fans now, you're going to lose them before October anyway, so it doesn't matter. Enjoy the moment, like I said earlier today. But the financial side of the deal, in summary, is this. And this is not, you know, this is what I have, what was reported by a television industry source, a sports source, not a wrestling source. And again, that's key here. This is not a wrestling source. I've told you the wrestling sources that matter before online. Even if you don't like these people personally, Sean Ross Sapp with Fightful, Ryan Satin with Pro Wrestling Sheet, and at WrestleVotes on Twitter. Those are the only sources I believe you can trust right now. Not Dave Meltzer, not Wade Keller, maybe PW Insider. They're definitely better than the other two that I just mentioned, but it is what it is. But just to summarize the financial side of the deal that I do believe to be true. They are going to be on television. Production costs are going to be covered. They're going to get a split of the advertising. They are not collecting a rights fee from Turner. What does this mean long term? We don't know the length of the deal. Maybe I'll try to find out the length of the deal, see what I can come up with. TV deal number two is the one that matters. You want a better deal. You want to collect rights fees. If they get the TV deal number two, and TV deal number two is like, okay, we're not giving you rights fees, now we're going to split production costs, and you're not getting the advertising revenue, that got worse. If they say, okay, you're going to get more advertising revenue and everything else staying the same, that's a little bit better. But really, in TV deal number two, you want to be able to go out there and compete for your product. In fact, and I said this before, they might actually get on a worse channel for TV deal number two, but it'd be better for them financially because they're going to collect the rights fee. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. What's important right now is that we have All Elite Wrestling on TNT in the fall. So kick back, relax, enjoy this ride, man. This is exciting. I can't stress enough how exciting this is. Congratulations to everybody involved with All Elite Wrestling, whether you like some of the things they've done, whether you're annoyed by some of the things they've done. Put that aside for now. This is a big deal. This is an exciting deal, and I'm excited that we get to be a part of it. What a time to be a fan, and that is the big idea for this show. This has been All Elite Wrestling Day on Driving with DeMarco, but they deserve the attention they've received today. So check it out. Go to thechairshot.com. I'll put another article out. I know our new writer, Ashley Rose Nova, she's going to be putting out an article tonight as well that I will likely run tomorrow, so I'm excited about that too. If you have any questions, hit me up. I've got a lot of people asking me questions on Twitter today at ChairShotGreg. I'm excited about that. I'm glad you guys are trusting me to answer your questions. If you don't want to do it on social media, I'm at ChairShotGreg on the Facebook. You can send me a Facebook message that way. It's private. You can DM me on Twitter. You can email me, GregDeMarco@thechairshot.com. I would love to get your email. Hopefully I don't miss it. If I do, I apologize. Hit me up on social media. Quick reminders, go to thechairshot.com. Always use your head. That's kind of what this whole episode is about. Always use your head. Like keep your head on straight. Get your shit together. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Always use your head. Head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up a shirt. Follow the site on social media at thechairshot.com. But most importantly, enjoy being a fan, because this might be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or at least once-in-a-generation thing. I'm lucky enough I got to be there for the Monday Night Wars and really be in it as a fan during the Monday Night Wars. Now I get to cover it when we might get our second major wave of competition in this generation. Dude, it's amazing. I can't wait to be sitting here a year from now in May of 2020 talking about, you know, where we're at with All Elite Wrestling and WWE. It could be huge. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Thursday morning edition of Driving with DeMarco.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.